So continuing our series on Birkas HaMazon, so the Torah tells us, V'yachalta v'savato le'rachta, that there's a Torah obligation to recite Birkas HaMazon when you have an achil and a tzvi, and it's a gemara in brachas, a gemara, I think memches, memtes, as well as a gemara in brachas navchaf, a machlokas harishonim in terms of what is the biblical obligation. At what point are you obligated in benching? So there's a machlokas rishonim, Tosis against the Rashba. So Tosis works with the way we've been assuming that it depends on, there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether you just need a kezayis or a kebeya. We paskin that you need a kebeya, you have to have enough to fill you up. And if you don't have that, you're not chayav min haTorah in benching. And there's a Rashba that says no. All you have is to eat if you eat a kezayis of bread, you're chayav in benching. However, as long as you drink something as well. So the Rashba introduces the concept, if you eat a kezayis of bread plus drinking, that makes you chayav min haTorah in benching. So that's the machlokas rishonim. We generally assume, like the first way, that a kedei sevia obligates you in benching. However, we don't reject the Rashba straight out. I think the post can bring down that we do reject the Rashba that in terms of, you have a choice between someone who only ate kedei sevia versus someone who ate a kezayit and drink. We assume the one who ate the kedei sevia should lead the benching, because we assume he's chayev in benching min haTorah, the other one is only midrabanan. However, all things being equal, let's say they both, one person only ate, let's say they ate the same amount, and one person ate and drank, so the one who ate and drank, you should give him to, let's say, lead Zeman, because at least according to the Rashba, you know, al tzchumra, you're covering all your bases. But so that's a discussion, how much you have to be chayav in Birkas HaMazon or not. And obviously the obvious nafkamin is always it would be a suffix. Someone who's a suffix Birkas HaMazon, someone who's not sure if you benched, do you have to go back and repeat the benching? So that could depend on how much you ate. If you chayiv in benching min haTorah, then l'chor suffix daraisa l'chumra, you have to go back and repeat benching. But if I only ate a kezayis, so that would be a nafkamin. If I ate a kezayis but drank, so according to the Rashba, you know, I'd be chayev to bench over. So that's a discussion in the poskim in terms of how much you have to eat to be chayev. I mentioned, we assume you must, in order to be chayev in haTorah, you need a kedei sevia. There's an interesting discussion, I think the Sitz Eliezer discusses other poskim. Let's say a person ate a kezayis, you know, let's say he drank or not, and he benched. You know, he benched midrabanan because he ate a kezayis. And then a little later, he ate another kezayis, or ate a half a kezayis. Now he became full. So he's full also because he ate because of the kezayis he ate before. That's the reason why he's full. You're not full. A couple of wings aren't going to fill you up. If you had 3 dozen wings first, and then you had a couple of wings later, so obviously he's full because of the bread he had earlier. So now do I say, so the benching he did before was only midrabanan. Now do I say, does he have to bench min haTorah now, even though he only ate, let's say, a kezayis of bread now? Because do I say, but the other kezayis of bread that he ate is mitzaref that he had a shiur daraisa. So that's a discussion, interesting discussion among the poskim. Some say yes, but the Mishnah Berurah raises the issue. I think that Sitz Eliezer writes yes, but I don't think that's a consent. I think the Chazon Ish is cholek, and that to me that seems to be the pashtus, is that once you bench, so even though you're benching midrabanan, but that breaks the seraph anymore, and anything you eat afterwards, you can't say it's mitzdarif anymore. So, it's a machlokes among the poskim, but I think the minig is not to, you wouldn't be chayav to bench again min haTorah, and that gets into the question we discussed yesterday, in terms of a katan who's full while he's a katan, and then he wakes up and he's a gadol, or the case of onen, it could be relevant to that discussion. So regarding the chiyuv min haTorah, so we said benching is min haTorah. So there's a question in the Gemara Brachas discusses on Daf Chaf Amud Beis regarding the obligation of Nashim, a woman obligated in Birkat HaMazon min haTorah. Everybody agrees women are chayev to bench. The question is, are women chayev in benching min haTorah or midrabanan? In fact, that's the Gemara, where the Gemara over there in Brachas talks about the Nashim. It talks about women achayev in Kiddush, Nashim chayavis be Kiddush Dvar Torah. And the Gemara asks, it's a mitzvah saseish as man grama. So why should they be chayev? So the Gemara says, because sheyeshnu b'shmira, yeshnu b'zechira. Whoever's included in Shmira Shabbos is included in Zechira. So whoever's included in the negative is included in the positive as well. And that's the Gemara over there. Then the Gemara goes on after to discuss women in a woman chayev in Birkas HaMazon in the Torah. So Rashi wants to know, like, what's the Shaila? Like, why wouldn't they be? The Torah says, V'achalta, V'savata, U'veirachta. And Rashi writes, the Havelei Mitzis Aseisha, Einaz Man Grama. So Bishrom of Kiddush, the Gemara says, Noshem Achayev in Kiddush Yom in HaTorah. Then you ask, why? It's a Zman Grama. But benching isn't a Zman Grama. So usually we make a distinction by negative commandments. Generally speaking, women and men are equal in terms of that the negatives apply equally to both. The only distinction we generally make between women and men is on a mitzvah saseish as man grama. So Rashi's bothered, like, why? What's the issue? Why wouldn't women be chayev min haTorah in benching? It's a clear biblical imperative. Yechalta v'savato v'rachta. So why does the Gemara in Brachas have a discussion on it? And in fact, my nafkamina, the nafkamina is whether women can bench for a man. Lafuke yidei chavasan. If a woman achayev min haTorah in benching, then in theory a woman can bench for a man. If a woman are only chayev midrabanan in the benching, then she can't bench for a man. So that's the nafkamina, but what's the issue? So it seems to be a major machlokas, Rashi and Tosas, on why, the Gemara is not clear. The Gemara doesn't say they're not. The Gemara leads to the Sveika Dedina. The Gemara is not sure whether a woman is chayev min haTorah midrabanan. But Aliba, if you hold a chayev min haTorah, there's nothing to talk about. That's the pashas, v'yachalta v'salato v'erachta. The burden of proof is on you. If you hold the opinion in the Gemara that says the women are only chayev midrabanan in benching, what prevents them from being chayev min haTorah in benching? That's going to be the machlokas Rishon. The machlokas Rashi and Tosas is within the sheet in the Gemara that says derabanan. Why? They're not arguing the Gemara. So Rashi says as follows. So Tosas quotes it as well. So I'll just read from Tosas. But Perisha Kunturis, the Sal Kedaitach, the Lo Mechayve Midaraisa Mishum Dixiv, our Aret Hatova Asha Nasanlach. We say in the second bracha, we thank God on the Eretz Tova, Eretz Chamda Tova, in the great land of Eretz Yisrael that God gave to us. And Rashi writes, V'nashem lo natlu chelak ba'aretz. We know women don't get a chelak in the Aretz. I know you're asking, we did say Tisha B'Av and we mentioned that one of the celebrations on Tu B'Av is that on this day, they permitted intermarriage among the tribes, and the issue was because when Beno Slavchad inherited the possessions, they didn't want to mess up the Chelok Ha'aretz, they didn't permit people, women, to marry out of the tribe. So I know you're asking, Beno Slavchad got a Chelok, but as Rashi says, but it was Chelok Aviyam, that wasn't their own Chelok, they got the Chelok of the father. So Rashi writes, the reason why, perhaps, women are not chayev min haTorah in benching is because al eretz haTorah shenasam. How could they say the land that they gave us is they don't have a chayok in the land? That's what Rashi says. Why women are only perhaps chayev midrabanan in benching. Tosas does not like that. Why is Tosfos not like that? Because he says, if that's true, if your taina is the chalukas haaretz, then let's not get personal, but me and you have a problem. Who am I? Me and you, I'm a Levi, you're a Kohen. Sheva Levi has a problem because Sheva Levi doesn't have a chaluk v'aretz either. And if that's according to you, then we shouldn't be chayav to bench minatora either. Because how could we say, al aretz atova? And in fact, we know, and in fact, there are sheets that say we don't paskin like them. I think it could be Rav Shlomo Vilna, Binyamin Shlom. Some of the achronim bring down. Some have a minority view. Say enachinami, a Levi and a Kohen should not lead benching, and the opposite of alaminig of the kidashto, which we actually give the Kohen to lead benching. But there are those who say based on this taina, you're right. If you're going to based on this, based on Tosis taina, you're right. We can't say Aleret Chemda, and therefore we should not lead the benching. But if you take it to the logical extreme, we'll have to come back and how will Rashi answer the taina on Tosis in a minute. But let me give you what Tosis says first. So Tosis says, Tosis rejects Rashi. Let me just answer Rashi before we move on to Tosis. So what would Rashi answer to that taina? Rashi didn't know that the Kohanim Levim didn't have a chaluk baretz. So that's the whole discussion that you learn in the Mishnah later on when it talks about Vidor Maisa, but it talks about a ger. What could a ger do? Because in the Vidor you're saying, Al Aretz that you gave to my forefathers. So it's a discussion over there. So one opinion is that you bring it without saying it. But the other sheet is no. But so it talks about the Kohen and Levi. So we get the Ara Migrash. We get the 48 cities that's where the Kohanim and Levim live, and that's also some of the places discussed where the people could go for the Ara Migrash. But we have our own portion of the Ara Migrash. So obviously Rashi will learn. That's of enough. Us having the Ari Migrash is enough for us to say in benching Al Eretz Chemda. So obviously Tosfos holds that's not enough. You know, Tosfos might not be enough. But that's a machlokas over there in the Mishnah. But that's how Rashi would answer the question. Tosfos says, okay, it's nothing to do with Chalukas Aretz because what about Sheva Levi? So Tosfos says a totally different reason. You know why women are in Chayav and benching Minat Torah? Because what do we say in benching? Al brischa shachasamta bivsareno, val taraschah shalantano. Misha lo'omar bris v'tora. That we mention bris and Torah. And therefore women don't have a bris. We're talking about, a bris mila. Even though there is a movement today about a brita or something. I'm not familiar with it, what they actually do. But I heard, that we're in a society where whatever men do, women have to do also. And there's something called a brita, where you give a bris to a woman. And I think there's something like that in Africa also, where they have some equivalent. But either way, so whatever that means, I'm not sure. But it says that in benching we mention bris and also mila. So therefore, Tosfos, oh, do you know why women are in chayav minat Torah in benching? Because they can't say bris v'torah. They do say it, but then that's not chayav to them. Minat Torah, and therefore, since bris and Torah isn't shayach to them, therefore they're only chayav midrabanan. Why I alaminig is they do say it, So therefore they say, it's not a problem because it's not something they're excluded from. Obviously, that bris obviously they can't have, and Torah is strictly speaking uvivadam es b'neichem and only. That strictly speaking, the chi of Talmud Torah is on men and not women. Women get to learn a certain chaluk, a certain portion, but they're not learning, they're not chayiv in Talmud Torah per se. So either way, Tosfos writes that the reason why women are exempt from benching minat Torah is because they don't have brits v'torah. And so therefore, to some machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, what's the pshat in the Gemara in Brachas? why a woman exempt from benching min haTorah, according to Rashi, because they're lacking in the chalukas haaret, and according to Tosfos, it's nothing to do with chalukas haaret. It has to do with they're lacking in brits v'Torah, and therefore they're only chayev midrabanan in benching. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Why women are only, that's the, according to the Shita in the Gemara that says women are only chaya midrabanan in benching, that's why. It's because they can't say either Babriska Shachasamta Bisarenu, Atarash Shachamantana, or they can't say Alaritz Kamnatova, Alaritz Atova Shamnasanlach. So since it's a sveik at the Dina, so therefore the meaning is obviously women don't bench for men, because, you know, since it's unclear whether women are chayav min haTorah in benching or not, because in general we have a rule that since the Gemara doesn't answer the question, so on a din d'oraisa, so perhaps if a man only was chayav in benching midrabanan, so then there's more room for a woman to be able to bench for, because unless you get into the old trade Rabbanan. Whatever women are only chayav midrabanan, maybe if a woman ate kedei sevia, that's a whole sugi anyway later on in Brachas about whether, you know, that's the way we assume, but whether a chayav drabanan can be mostly a chayav daraisa, we'll get to that, that's a separate topic in its own right. But to summarize, we discussed the issue of how much, what does one have to do to be chayav in benching. We assume halacha kedei sevia, but Rashba, and what the Rashba sheet is, no, even a kezayis plus a drink. So we don't reject the Rashba straight out. We assume it's best if one does drink. So therefore, if you drink, according to everybody, yichayev mentioned, therefore you get a plus in terms of leading the zimun. And then we discuss the issue in the Gemara Brachas of Chaf Amid Beis in terms of whether the issue in terms of why should women. It's a lav's man grama. Why should it even be on the table? Of course, women should be chayav min haTorah. No, so according to Rashi, the issue of chalukas haaretz, Tosfos says, what about Sheva Levi? So Rashi apparently holds it's enough that we have the Ari Migrash. That's enough to say in the benching, al haaretz hatova, that we do have enough of a chaluk baaretz. And Tosfos says, no, it's nothing to do with chalukas haaretz. It has to do with brits v'Torah. And therefore, as we'll get into the Gemara later on, that Mishalo Amru Brits V'Torah, you know, Yina Yotze. So we'll have to continue. Maybe we'll continue tomorrow, because you got to go now. We'll discuss the Minig of Rav Chaim V'Lazhin, or they claim that Rav Chaim V'Lazhin never sang the Zmiras on Shabbos, Swar Mishalo Achalnu. So we'll see how that ties into the topic of benching and why he didn't say it, and is that a meaning we follow today, you know, and not follow today, etc.